So it occurred to me yesterday that every legislative recap we've had up until now has been from the House side. We need to check in on the Senate side, which means we need to check in with our own state Senator Franklin Foyle. Senator Foyle, good morning. Welcome back. How are you, man? Where is he? Hang on 1 second. Hang on. Getting the board realigned. Okay. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing very well as well. I got to ask you from the other side, because all the turmoil was on the House side. How did that play out from y'all's end, the way the session ended?
Well, I think it went well. I mean, you know, once again, this was a fiscal session, so the biggest issue was the budget, and we were in a really good position because we had, you know, a lot of surplus and extra money this session to spend, and so lots of decisions to be made. But I felt like on the Senate side, that we did a good job of the budget, and I had no problem spending money on some one-time infrastructure projects. We got a lot of money in down on debt as well, but when the bill left the Senate, we had a teacher pay raise in there. We had a lot of money in there for projects as well as debt, and at the end of the day, we got somewhere in between, but overall, I'm happy with the process.
In recent years, we've seen an alignment between the House and Senate. That seems to have divided a little bit this year. What were the divisions, and are we looking at, you know, the Senate being the Senate and the House being the House?
Well, it definitely, there was definitely different approaches, and I can tell you, when I first got elected, it was under Governor Jindal, the governor controlled everything. We now have an independent legislature, as we've seen this last 4 years, and we even have different approaches between the House and the Senate in some respects. For example, this past session, there were two different philosophies. There were some people who wanted to spend all of the money, extra money, just to pay debt. And there were other people, such as myself, who wanted to do a combination. Let's pay some debt, but let's also use this money for one-time projects. So, you know, you saw different philosophies. Not one, I'm not saying one is better than the other, but overall, I think we came to a compromise, and in the end of the day, we got it done. But it also is one of the reasons it took so long to get it done. We did get it, the bill passed. Unfortunately, within the last hour that we were in session, that's what it took to get everyone on board, to get enough votes to get the thing passed.
We're talking with State Senator Franklin Foyle about the recently ended legislative session. All right, Senator Foyle, I got a couple more just about the way things ended. And how long do you think it lasts that everybody harps on the way it ended versus what's actually in the budget?
I think how it passed is it's probably already passed over for now. I think people are going to look at what's in the budget. I've talked to a lot of people who we were able to get funding for their programs or their institutions, who are very happy where things landed. And so I think that's going to pass over. Look, I've seen situations where we didn't even pass a budget in the session. One year we ran out of time. We had to come back to a special session. So at the end of the day, it wasn't as nice and neat as I would have liked for it to happen. The Senate did pass the budget 3 or 4 days before we sent it back to the House. But, that's just what it takes sometimes. But at the end of the day, I think the product, when people look at it, are going to be overall happy with what we passed.
Okay. So I'm going to push back a little bit on the we're all pretty much over it, because this was a fiscal session and a lot of stuff that wasn't the budget got done in a timely manner. And the budget got pushed to the last minute. And I'm hard-pressed to get over it because I don't want to see it happen again. I don't want us to be in the position again where, because we've been in this position before. Like you just said, we've had previous sessions where you had to go into special session as a result. How can we shape the future to where the budget, HB1, is our top priority and all the other garbage? And I'm not calling all the work garbage, but there is no bigger priority for the state than that. How can we make it play out that way in real life?
Well, no, I agree with you. When I first got elected, I thought the main priority was going to be passing policy and different bills. But as I've been there, the biggest priority for a legislator, in my opinion, is to pass a budget. And so, look, we have to put pressure on our presiding officers because they ultimately control the process. And that's on all of us to put that pressure, because I think it's not fair to legislators or the public to have these last minute bills pass with not knowing fully what you're voting on. And that's the reality of how this played out. So the pressure is going to be on us. But here's the other thing that a lot of people don't realize, and I think this is arcane. I'm not sure why it's in the Constitution. But if you're in an election year and you don't pass a budget in a regular session, if you come back to a special session, it requires a three-quarters vote. That doesn't make any sense to me. And that hamstrings many of us because you're hesitant to come back to a special session because of that high vote count. So anyway, we're going to have to do better. I agree with you.
We got State Senator Franklin Foyle with us, and the way the budget played out, it's going to be a sticking point for a while. And is there a way to change? Okay, if you could change it, would you reduce the number of non-fiscal bills that are allowed in a fiscal session? Or can you say at a certain point there's a drop-dead point within the session where you have to cut off everything that's not HB1?
Well, I think you could do both. I mean, for sure, I would like to see the budget have to be passed within 2 or 3 days before the end of session, or at least the conference committee report at least put out there so you know what's in the budget. But as far as non-fiscal bills, we do have five per member, and I'll tell you, it's hard to go 2 years without being able to pass anything else that's non-fiscal because things just come up where you need to make changes in rules, agencies need changes, and so forth. But I will tell you, and this is not something you can really control, but we had a lot of very contentious social issues that were introduced and that we had to deal with and took a lot of oxygen out of the room. And that may be important to certain members, but that was just the reality of what we dealt with this session. So you're right. We dealt with a lot of non-fiscal issues, and that took a lot of the time.
Yeah, the word contentious is a good word to use right there because I don't know how widespread their application actually is when we know that HB1, and for that matter HB2, it's going to touch all of us. State Senator Franklin Foyle is our guest. Let's move on to a couple of things that you got done. You had a number of bills and resolutions throughout this session. Tell me about some of your work that you're proud of.
Well, probably my most proudest accomplishment was I did a bill to help people who have children with disabilities set up a savings account for their child. Mm-hmm. It's called ABLE, A-B-L-E. And what it allows parents to do is if you have a child that has disabilities and they're not going to go to college, it gives you the same benefit of a 529 college savings account. You get tax credits and you can save for your child. And when your child becomes an adult, you can use that money for education, job training, and so forth. So that was one of my biggest accomplishments. But the other thing, it's not really a bill, but I focus a lot every year on trying to get money for projects that are important to me in Baton Rouge. And so, people call these pet projects, but I'll tell you what my pet projects were. It was to get a new ROTC building for LSU because the building they have now is falling down. Can you imagine LSU without an ROTC program?
No.
And then I've been a big proponent and got some additional funding to dredge and restore the LSU Lakes, which is just a beautiful gem for all of Baton Rouge. I started during COVID, my family walking around the lakes regularly, and people love it. And so we're going to make that a really nice situation there. And then I also focused on getting some money for the USS Kidd. A Navy ship needs to go to dry dock about every 10 to 15 years to be resurfaced. That ship has not been in dry dock in 60 years, and it's going to sink if we don't do anything about it. So I was really pleased to get some funding to bring that ship to dry dock and restore it.
All right, let's unpack a couple of these real quick. Let's talk about the USS Kidd for just a second. Your motivation there, I would imagine, would be a crossover between a feature for downtown Baton Rouge and your own military background.
Well, that's true. I spent 30 years in the Navy, and I loved it. So I'm naturally going to be attracted to that. But it's believe it or not, it's the number one tourist attraction in Baton Rouge. And our congressman at the time in the 80s, Henson Moore, brought the USS Kidd to Baton Rouge, got the Navy to donate it. And so it's a great tourist attraction, and it belongs to the state. And so, but the problem is you have to maintain these right. ships. You can't just let them sit there forever without upgrading. And so we need to bring that ship to dry dock and get the surface redone and get it back up and where it needs to be.
What does that look like and how long would it be? Because that would be visibly missing from our levee, from our riverfront. What does that look like and how long does the process take?
Yeah, and that will be difficult because, like I said, once you pull it away, you're not going to have as many tourists, you know, going to the museum. But we're looking at maybe next April. The river has to be at the right depth to be able to pull it out and bring it down to the shipyards. And it'll probably take, you know, anywhere from 3 to 6 months once it's in dry dock. So we're looking at next April to be able to do that. So I was glad we were able to get the funding. But once we get the kid back, you know, he can stay here, you know, since it's not deployed. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can stay here for another 20 or 30 years before it'll need a rehab like this again. And the rehab projects, it's about $5 million, which is a lot of money. But in the big scheme of things, for the investment we have, it's well worth it.
State Senator Franklin Foyle, our guest for another couple minutes. All right, let's talk about the LSU Lakes, because this is such a multifaceted project. There's money and effort coming in from a number of different directions. What exactly did your bill do, and how does it help?
So what I did is I got some money in the capital outlay bill to go to that project. And so they're going to start with the City Park Lake first, which is by the golf course, and they're going to start dredging it out. And then eventually they will dredge all five of the LSU lakes, because the problem is those lakes at one time were a swamp.
Yeah.
And if you don't do anything to keep them, to dredge them and so forth, they're going to go back to being a swamp. And so that's the first part of it. And then we're going to put some, make some right of way so we can have it safe for people to walk and ride bikes around the lake and be able to use them for recreational purposes. So I'm really excited about that.
A lot of us are, because you got the legislature's involvement here, you got LSU's involvement, you got the city parish involvement, you got BRAF, you got BRAC, you got a lot of people coming together to say, hey, this is something in Baton Rouge that we can kind of all rally around.
No, you're right, and I'm excited because all the different players that you named are all participating both with their time and financially. And look, I tell people the LSU Lakes, in my opinion, are one of the crown jewels of Baton Rouge. I mean, when you go across the Dalrymple on the interstate, you see the lakes, and people are all out and around them. I mean, it's a great natural asset that we have, and so we need to preserve them, and I think it's just going to be that much better.
And now that I'm thinking about it, come next summertime, it's looking like when people are passing through I-10 going through Baton Rouge, you're just going to see a bunch of construction equipment in the lake and no USS Kidd on the river. Thanks a lot, Senator.
Well, look, you know, the construction part is growing pains, and I know people are worried about how that's going to look.
Yeah.
But I've lived here my whole life, and I'll tell you, when you come off the Mississippi River Bridge onto I-10, it's atrocious. We need to fix situation. And so it'll be some growing pains, but in the long run, it will be much better for all of us.
It's bad enough when it's green. When it starts turning that nasty, like reddish, maroonish, it's just yuck. We got 2 minutes left with State Senator Franklin Foyle. Biggest regret, what was left on the table that you're going to bring back next year?
Well, I'm sorry that we didn't talk more about tax policy. I actually brought a bill to repeal income tax for retirees' pensions who are over 65. You know, there is a push, and it's really around the South, to be honest with you, to repeal income tax in all the different states. I don't know that we're ready to go that far yet, because it would be about a $4 billion hit to the budget. You got to figure out a way to try to make that up. But I think it's something we need to look at, at least in my approach, which is say, let's look at retirees' income first. And we really didn't get very far. And a part of it is I don't think Governor Edwards would sign any bills to reduce taxes. But it's something that's going to be part of this governor's debate, and it's something people should be looking at.
He is State Senator Franklin Foyle. We always appreciate the time. We always appreciate the info. And thank you for hopping on board.
Thanks, Brian. Take care. Bye-bye.
You do the same. State Senator Franklin Foyle.